Hello there and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. And you've seen him as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's authored six of his own books, including most famously The Money Map, and he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, how are you?
Doing great. Excited again about the show today. We do our best to pack in very, very valuable content, but maybe more importantly, content that's applicable to you every single week. So today, we're talking about the eight essential questions you must answer before you can retire. Eight questions you must answer before you can retire. And if you're retired and you have not answered these questions, it's critical, maybe even fundamental to your survival financially, to answer these questions. So again, if you're in your 50s or 60s, retirement is probably on the horizon for you in what, the next 5 or 10 years probably? Pay close attention to what we're talking about today. Most people get this wrong. The average American saves for retirement. They achieve some kind of random number of savings and investments, random dollar amount that they've kind of got in their head. If I just get to a certain amount, I can retire. And they proudly announce their retirement, right? And then in the months and years to come, they get clobbered with a series of financial surprises or mistakes that most people make. And if you're just aware of these mistakes that the average person or the majority of the population makes, it can not only save you a small fortune, but maybe even allow you to prosper when things are tough. So, you know, and when people make these mistakes, some people lick their wounds, they get through it. Others will not be so lucky, and they'll be either forced back to work or forced to live on an income that's much less than they dreamed or planned for. And all of these things, they can be avoided. So this is why we put together this program for you. Retiring is brand new territory for everyone. How do you know if you're truly prepared to retire? Again, eight questions we're going to talk about today that every person or every couple need to answer before they call it quits.
Somebody asked us the other day, well, I'm retiring in a year. What are the things that I need to think about? And there's probably 100 different things that could go on that list, but we've boiled it down here to the eight essential questions you must answer before you can retire. And quite frankly, a lot of people, Joel, retire having not answered these questions. So if you're already retired and you haven't answered these questions already, pay extra special close attention to today's program.
Well, and the first one, and I think, you know, the first one is maybe one of the most important ones, or really this is the foundation of a good retirement plan, is how are you going to generate income in retirement? You know, successful retirements, and we've talked about this so many times on this program, successful retirements are not about the pile of money you've saved. They're not about you building those assets. They're built on your ability to generate income in retirement. We've seen over and over again, somebody with a smaller pile of money generating much more income and secure income that'll last for the rest of their lives versus a person that's got a bigger pile of money, but they have no plan or they have an improper plan. They're not anticipating problems. They're not anticipating the surprises, and they have a higher probability. Even with a bigger pile of money, they have a higher probability of running out of money in retirement.
You know, there was a time, Joel, that you could retire, and obviously it's been decades since this was the case, but a lot of people saw their parents or their grandparents do it, so they assume, all right, well, I could do something similar. You retire, you stick all that money in a CD, and you live off the interest. Well, that's not exactly going to work in today's environment.
No, we've got a fully valued stock market and record low interest rates. So, you know, I remember just back in the mid-2000s, even after the financial crisis, when interest rates were higher, we would use CDs to balance out a portfolio because you could get a 5-year CD for 3.5-4%, which is much higher than bond rates today, and you had that FDIC insurance. Well, those days are gone. And with the market valued the way it is, and boy, are we ever starting to see some volatility, As a matter of fact, one of the big websites and one of the big no-load trading firms, I won't mention who, was actually intermittently down from time to time during a day just a week and a half ago. So there's some real challenges coming our way, and we've got to have a plan to generate income. Some of you need guaranteed income. Others of you just need a well-structured portfolio where you've got a lot more security and a plan to generate income.
So you've got to be sure that you have those diversified income streams in place. Question number two on this list that you need to be answering before you retire, or if you've already retired and haven't answered it yet, is how are you going to pay for the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care? I've seen a stat several times now that there's really two things in our society that are increasing in price at a rate much faster than inflation. One of those is college tuition. The other one is long-term care.
Right. And it's interesting. The statistic now is nearly 70% of all people. And you'll have to forgive me. This is either from Health and Human Services, an agency of the U.S. government, or it might be from a study. I didn't get a chance to look it up. But as I recall, 70% of all people who live to age 65 will require some type of long-term care before they die. $250,000 is about what it takes just to subsidize, without long-term care, just to subsidize co-pays and medical expenses. I was just talking to this. I work out four times a week at a gym, and I see a good friend of mine that specializes in Medicare supplements, and we were just talking about this last week, how health insurance has changed and Medicare supplements have changed so much that the co-pays are just enormous now. And the longer we're living, the more we're going to pay. So got to have a plan for covering the skyrocketing cost of healthcare. Income first. We talked about that as number one. Number two, how are we going to hedge against the expensive costs of long-term care or healthcare co-pays?
Be sure you have a plan in place for that. And, you know, you say 70% of people who live to 65 will require some form of long-term care. That sounds like a staggeringly high number, but I think that's because a lot of people just think of long-term care as the nursing home. And they say, well, 70% of people aren't going to go in the nursing home. But there are other forms of long-term care, right? Like assisted living or maybe in-home health care. None of those things are cheap.
Right. A temporary rehab. You know, if we're living longer, then, you know, the knees, the elbow, the shoulder, the hip, we get those surgeries and we end up in a rehab facility, maybe a nursing home type facility, but we're out in, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I had a friend of mine that had a motorcycle accident. His hand was all messed up and he was in a rehab facility for 2 or 3 weeks. Well, that costs a lot of money. So it's not just nursing home care. You're absolutely correct, John.
This is Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti. We get dozens of questions from listeners every week. We answer all of them. So if you have a question about any of these things, how to generate income in retirement, how to pay for those skyrocketing healthcare costs, how you could pay fewer taxes in retirement, we'll talk about that in just a second. If you have questions about any of this, we'll give you a chance in just a few moments to reach out and get some of those questions answered. But Joel, I just said it. How could you pay fewer taxes in retirement? That's question number three on our list.
Right. And there's good news and bad news here. The good news is once you retire, you have much more control over how much you pay in taxes because you no longer have earned income, which is very restrictive into how you can control your taxes. So if you are retired and you're working with a financial advisor or a broker and you haven't spent a little time talking about reducing taxes, I would suggest you need to get a second opinion. This is one of the most overlooked areas of investing. It could have a profound impact on your lifestyle and retirement if you can reduce taxes. And many, many people, unfortunately, in my business are not paying attention to this. So number three, the questions you have to answer, how do I pay fewer taxes in retirement?
We're talking about the eight essential questions you must answer before you can retire, or if you're already retired, you better be sure you've answered them already. Question number four, Joel, how will you get the most out of your Social Security benefits?
Yes, and if you're thinking that you've heard us talk about this before, you have because it's so critical. I did a calculation on the average Social Security benefits of our clients. If you collect at 66 and you live to a normal life expectancy, you'll receive about $400,000 from Social Security. That's a significant amount of money, and yet we don't talk about that as an asset. We think of it as just a monthly check, but that's a significant asset. If you had an account with $400,000 in it, you would pay a lot of attention to it. So, you know, again, a lot of people don't realize this, but how and when you claim your benefits could not only impact how much you receive every month, but it could trigger a whole bunch of taxes that you don't need to pay if you claim the wrong way. And of course, what about your survivor? You know, what about your spouse? A lot of people haven't figured out what kind of income impact you'll have if one spouse dies before the other. So the fourth one here, the fourth question you must answer is, how will you get the most out of your Social Security benefits? Let's just review so far, and we're going to go backwards here. So we've covered four of the eight questions. Question number four was, how do you get the most out of your Social Security benefits? You must have an answer and a plan for that. The third one we talked about is, how do you have a plan to reduce taxes? Not having a plan to reduce taxes makes no sense. So what is your plan to reduce taxes? Next question we talked about, which was number two, again, going backwards here, is what about healthcare costs? What are you going to do about healthcare costs? Do you have a plan? And we don't just mean long-term care. We mean the co-pays. Do you have a reserve account? Are you going to get penalized under some modification of the healthcare laws because you've done a good job saving? You got to have a plan for healthcare costs. And then the first one we talked about is income. Do you have a plan for income? And I mentioned to you that even somebody with a smaller pile of money can have a better income plan and more security than someone with a bigger pile of money. Successful retirement, it's not built on assets. It's built on an income plan. And the traditional options for generating income today are dead. CDs are low. Bonds are low. Stocks might be too risky for you. May not be, but might be too risky for you. The good news is there are some surprisingly great options today to generate secure income. And you couple that with a good investment portfolio, and most people are very happy with that plan versus the old-fashioned way of doing things. Options you probably don't even know exist. So let us prove to you here at Johnson Brunetti how you could turn your current savings and investments into an income workhorse in retirement. There's no cost to visit with us. There's nothing to lose. If you've saved $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your customized income analysis now. We'll do it for you. There's absolutely no cost. It won't cost you one thin dime. The question is, could you generate more income than you're already doing in retirement? Or if you're going to retire, not yet retired, how do you come up with that income plan while reducing your risk? You can do that, and we'll show you how. Call now. Next 10 callers, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. We promised you'd have a way to get your questions answered. This is it. One-on-one with a very highly qualified financial advisor. So call now, 1-800-705-1232.
If it's easier to text, you can do that as well. Just be sure to include your first and last name. Either way, we'll get back in touch. 800-705-1232 is the number. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you will get a copy of one of Joel's books. You pick the one that's the best fit for you. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. This is Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. We're talking about the eight essential questions you must answer before you can retire, or if you're already retired, the eight questions that you absolutely should have answered already. And if you haven't, you better get started on that. Most Americans, of course, have the same retirement game plan. They achieve some random number that they've made up in their head, and then they dive in head first. Well, my neighbor has $1 million and he retired, so once I get to $1 million, I can retire. But in the months and the years to come, they needlessly get clobbered with a handful of serious financial surprises that could cost them a small fortune. So how do you know if you're truly prepared to retire? We'll reveal the second half of our list here of the eight essential questions you must answer. Number five on the list, Joel, is what is your appetite for risk and how well does your portfolio reflect that?
And as you know, we see so many people that call and take us up on that offer to do the visit, the second opinion, the Money Map retirement review, one-on-one with one of our advisors, one of the team. And I'm telling you, this is a trouble spot for most people. They're taking much more risk than they realize. You know, just in the last few weeks, if you logged into your account and you were too much money allocated to tech stocks, oh my goodness, there was a day there where things were off 2%. You might not even noticed it because it did recover a bit. But wow, do you want to see a 2% drop in a portfolio? Are you taking too much risk? So this is a real trouble spot. Asset allocation, diversification, it's one of the key components of retirement planning. It's one of the freebies that we get with investments, and so many people, even people that are working with a broker, do not do those things. So show me someone who got crushed in the 2008 financial crisis, and I'll show you somebody that did not have a properly diversified portfolio.
Absolutely. One of those things you want to be thinking about. Question number six on our list, Joel, is exactly what you just referenced there. How will you stay one step ahead of inflation? Maybe you need $10,000 a month to have the lifestyle that you want, and you say, well, I have a pension, I have my Social Security, my spouse's Social Security, my spouse's smaller pension, we have some rental income, only need to take about $1,000 a month from our portfolio, and there's our $10,000 a month. Well, that's great, but those income streams aren't going to keep up with inflation over the years, so you have to have a plan for that.
Correct. You're living longer, and as far as inflation goes, you know, 1, 2, even 3% might not seem like much, but if you add it up over 20 or 30 years, you know, you might need to double or triple your current income. Can your portfolio spin that off? Are you going to count on Social Security increases or pension increases? Most of you don't even get pension increases if you even get a pension. So inflation is the silent killer. Ignoring it could mean the difference between you enjoying everything you've ever dreamed about or worked so hard for, or just barely scraping by. You know, Ronald Reagan said inflation is as violent as a mugger, frightening as an armed robber, and deadly as a hitman. And you remember when Reagan took office in 1980, we had a real inflation problem in this country. Mortgage rates were 13-14%. Yeah, you could get 16-17% in a CD, but that's because inflation was out of control and it didn't really equate to a real interest rate that was much better than interest rates in later dates. So inflation, how are you going to stay one step ahead of inflation? Another question you must have answered.
If you look at almost any 30-year period over the history of this country, it's almost always going to average out to 3% annual inflation over the course of that 30 years. We're obviously in a lower inflationary environment right now. It's not 3% right now, but you know, 30 years into the future, there will be higher rates. It'll almost always, at least it always has, averaged out to right around 3% a year. So got to be sure you're able to give yourself a raise in retirement.
Just right. And if you just do a little simple math, you know, if I want $10,000 a month to retire and I need to increase that by 3% a year, add just a little compounding to that, and after about 10 years, I've got to have almost $15,000 a month. So think about that. What's that going to do to your portfolio? Another big one is, how are you going to minimize investment fees and expenses? Another area where a lot of people don't understand what they're paying in fees. If you have mutual funds, most of you have no idea. You look at the expense ratio, it's 0.7% or maybe even lower, but you have no idea what the real cost is because of the way funds trade, because of the way they rebalance. Especially index funds can be much more expensive than you think. Everybody trades on the same day. What does that do to the price of a stock? You are paying much more than you think you are many times with mutual funds. We like individual stocks. We like ETFs, individual bonds. We do use some specialty bond managers that hedge against inflation because they've got the ability to scale those trades. But that's a one-on-one conversation. We need to have what's right for you. And again, I personally don't mind paying for value, but I want to know the investment fees and the expenses that I'm paying. So how are you going to minimize those things? How are you going to make sure you're getting value for the fees that you're paying? Another important question to answer in retirement.
Well, I think what you just said is the biggest key on that front is you don't mind paying fees if the value is there, but you want to know what the fees are. And I think that's the trouble for so many people is that they don't know what the fees are. They don't know what questions to ask. They don't know where to look to find out what those fees are. And, you know, they might think they're paying 1% or less when the reality is they're paying 2.5% or 3% once you add everything up.
Absolutely correct.
We've arrived at number 8 on our list, Joel, on the 8 essential questions you must answer before you can retire, and that is, what's the most cost-efficient way to pass your estate to the people that you love?
Well, and John, this is one where it's so important to at least think this through. For some people, it's important to pass something on. For some people, it's not. Wendy and I, we just redid our estate plan in April. And, you know, some of the questions we asked, first of all, I wanted to know if I die first, because statistically I will. Will Wendy be taken care of? Will she be taken care of in a tax-efficient way, in an easy way where she doesn't have to worry about money? Will the money be protected from creditors? And then I want to pass the money on, and so does Wendy, to the boys, but we want to do it in a way where they're not going to be ruined by having too easy of a life. And, you know, other than my son, who's a Marine, who's getting married this coming May, the other boys don't look like they're getting married anytime soon. But how do we protect against a marriage where the money might not be spent in the way that we want it to? So very important, the estate planning. So I gave you an example of Wendy and I. We care deeply about our legacy. I know my dad does, who lives up in Minneapolis. He's redone his estate plan recently. I had a client come in, though, that's a retired police officer just a little while back and doesn't have any kids and doesn't care about his legacy. He wants to maximize his dollars in his lifetime and make sure that he can live a certain lifestyle. If something's left over, he's fine with that. We do have, obviously, beneficiaries on his accounts. But he's more concerned with his lifestyle, not passing on a legacy. So the question for you is, how important is a legacy to pass on? Is it not important at all? Have you even had that conversation with a trusted advisor? If it's important to pass on an estate, have you really explored what the important pieces of that is for creditor protection, asset protection, control once you're no longer here about the way your money's spent? Or is it just something you've thrown together, a will and kind of a, you know, living trust, and you think that'll take care of things? Because I promise you, it will not. If you've done a good job saving, you've got to have a great estate plan. It's got to be thought through. It should be crafted as far as the documents go by an expert. And you might want to get a head start with a certified financial planner that has experience with many clients that have passed on, and they see what happens to some of those estates when the planning was not done. And if the planning was done correctly, they see the satisfaction of a life not only well-lived, but money that passes on to reflect the client's values. Let's review the 8 questions, again, you must answer in order to have a quality retirement. First of all, how will you generate income in retirement and for the rest of your life? Question number 2, how will you pay for the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and long-term care? There's 2 different things there. Question number 3, how could you pay fewer taxes in retirement? Number 4, how will you get the most out of Social Security benefits? It's just like a pension. You need to make sure you have a plan for it. Question number 5, what's your appetite for risk? We mentioned earlier, most people that come in are taking a lot more risk than they think they are. Warren Buffett has a saying, when the tide goes out, you find out who's swimming naked. And when this market goes down, we're going to find out who's taking too much risk. Make sure you're not one of them. Question number 6, how will you stay one step ahead of inflation? Number 7, how will you minimize investment fees and expenses? And if you've done all those things right and you have a plan for all those things, what is the most cost-effective way to pass your estate to the people you love or get it to the organizations that you care about? So with all those questions you need to answer, you've saved and invested for retirement, right? You've sacrificed. What now? What will you do with all the money? Do you have a plan to answer every one of those questions? How do you make your money work for you? The answer is getting our Money Map retirement plan. It's a process. It's unique to our firm. It's valuable to you whether you ever become a client or not. It consists of 3 things: a customized income plan, a fee and risk analysis on your portfolio without even moving your money over here. We can do that for you. And then that one-page plan. We put together your whole financial life on one page. You'll like it. It gives you clarity. It gives clarity to both spouses instead of just one spouse knowing what's going on. You're going to discover concrete steps to minimize risk, how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement, how to avoid retirement tax traps, how to protect everything you've worked from the costs of healthcare, inflation, and why so many retirement plans are destined to fail due to gaping holes like risk, taxes, and costly mistakes. And get this, for the next 7 callers on the show today, this personalized analysis won't cost you one dime. It's absolutely free. You've got nothing to lose. Call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. We'll set up a time for you to get your money map, your whole financial life, on one page. To get your personalized money map, again, be one of the first 7 callers, 1-800-705-1232.
Fantastic opportunity. Again, if you're getting close to retirement or you're retired already, the number 800-705-1232. 800-800-1232. You can call or you can text. Just be sure to include your first and your last name. 800-705-1232. When you come in, you'll get a copy of Joel's book or one of Joel's books. You pick the one that you want. One more time, 800-705-1232. Joel, always a pleasure. Thanks for your wisdom as always. Hope you have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you here next week.
Right here, same time, same place on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.